Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
The Tale of Babette's Feast by the Danish writer Isak Dinesen centers on two sisters who have spent their lives in a remote, tiny village on the western coast of Denmark in the late 1880s. It's a somber Protestant community that had been led by their late father, who was the village pastor. In their youth, there had been impassioned suitors for both the girls, men who had been passing through the community, but all were rejected by their pious father. The women had given up hope of ever leaving their isolated home, where they lived quiet lives of cold, gray thrift and efficiency. Their faith was one of joyless duty. But 49 years later, a French woman named Babette showed up at their door. Fleeing the revolution in France, Babette had been sent to them for refuge by a man who had once been a suitor. For 14 years, Babette cooks and cleans in exchange for her keep. And every year, Babette secretly buys a lottery ticket. One day, she wins $10,000. She keeps her winnings hidden, but she begins to gather the finest, most rare, most sumptuous, and exotic ingredients of a fabulous French feast from faraway Paris. She quietly and mysteriously goes about preparing a feast, a $10,000 feast, the likes of which had never been seen in this tiny corner of Jutland. An invitation is issued, and the suspicious villagers are aghast. The congregation gathers to discuss how to respond. Little celebration had taken place among the aging villagers for as far back as anyone could remember. They agreed to attend the meal, but not to enjoy it or comment in any way about the food. But during the lavish dinner, touched by such an utter act of sacrifice and love on Babette's part, the evening is infused with joy, with forgiveness, with celebration. Celebration, wrote Richard Foster, is central to all spiritual disciplines. Without a joyful spirit of festivity, the disciplines become dull, death-breathing tools in the hands of modern Pharisees. Celebrations are found throughout Scripture. There was a huge celebration when the Jews returned home after their captivity in Babylon. Nehemiah says the Levites were sought out from where they lived and brought to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully the dedication with songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. The singers also were brought together from the region around Jerusalem. What about you? Would you say that your life is marked by joyful festivity from time to time? It's so easy for us as Christians to forget that ours is a life of true joy, and our joy is found in a source that is outside of our life circumstances. When is the last time you celebrated the goodness of God? In a world of increasing darkness, isolation, and emptiness, God's people must purposefully cultivate lives that are what 2 Corinthians called the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. The world needs to see us celebrating God's goodness with joy. This week at Guidelines, we are celebrating. We are celebrating 55 years of the goodness of God. For 55 years now, we have had the privilege of pointing people to the Guidelines for Living found in God's Word. If you have been helped by Guidelines for Living, we'd love to hear your story this month as we celebrate. Send us an email at info@guidelines.org. Together, let's celebrate our lives in Christ. Bring the fatted calf and kill it, said the father of the prodigal in Luke. For my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.